It's the Sassy Scribe, and it's Saturday Live. Do you know where I am today? I am at Great Explorations in downtown St. Pete. You know, I got a lot of kids visiting this summer, and my own grandkids want to do something fun. So you need to go to greatx.org and check out all of the exhibits. I'm here now. And, you know, there's so many amazing things. You can experience real-life practical learning experiences at the museum. The summer camps are sold out, but that doesn't mean that this isn't going to interest the kids to hang out at these exhibits. So let me walk you through what I'm seeing here. This is really cool. Great Beginnings provides a dedicated space for little guests to learn early development, fine and gross motor skills, and they can play in a child-oriented, immersive farm setting. And look, there's a dinosaur here. Oh, I love this. This is really just so cool. And the kids' smiles are amazing. Over here, I'm now in Fossil Park. And in Fossil Park, kids can touch real fossils and look at prehistoric raptor nests and see what Florida looked like in the Miocene era of history. And oh my gosh, they're digging for their own fossils and gems to keep and take home. This really connects children to Florida's natural history. And I just love this room myself. You know, I want to point out that Great Explorations is as much fun for the parents as it is for the kids. And I'm going to head over and this little guy, hello there, honey, is going to give me my first checkup. This is sponsored by Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital. It's a child-sized health care center. Yes, that's right. I have a heart. Oh, this is adorable. It familiarizes children with visiting a doctor's office, and it provides healthy habit, you know, encourages exercise and a balanced diet. They can learn a lot about the human body here, and they can really just, the exhibit is very fun and very, very colorful. I love this. And thank you so much, little guy, for giving me a checkup. So listen, I'm going to go live on air. This is sponsored by Spectrum News. This is a cool spot for kids that want to do their very own news broadcast. The kids are here in front of the green screen and they can see themselves on television. You know, RadioSaintPete.com, this could be future anchors for us. They can report the breaking news of the day. They can give a weather forecast or even an update on a hurricane. It really teaches kids a lot about the weather patterns and the water cycle. And thank you, Mike Clay of Spectrum and all of the great folks there for making this possible. And now, all right, let's bring those engines. It's Fire Truck Engine Company 15. I am at the fire station at Great Explorations, and the kids are trying on firefighter uniforms. They're sitting in a real fire engine, and they're climbing up on this. You know, if I was a little bit younger, I would climb on it too. I've always wanted to ride a fire engine out. It teaches kids the danger of fire and educates them about our real life heroes. And thank you to all our first responders and firefighters. Now this is, oh, look at this. This is so cute. This is a real feature of downtown Morris Busy Burg. This is an interactive experience around a makeshift map of St. Pete, known as the Busy Burg. And I see the kids, they're engaging with the exhibit. They're using magnetic cars and boats and characters to navigate and explore all the landmarks represented on this map. And it's a really great way for the city to showcase all the fun places to go, and a great idea. And that is Morris's Busy Burg. And now, if your kids love animals as much as mine do, the SPCA Tampa Bay sponsors a For All Animals. You know, who doesn't dream of being a veterinarian? And when you step into this, the kids, this is just swarming with kids. They learn about the care of pets, both wild, feral cats and domesticated wild animals, raccoons, and it helps them see how to care for sick or injured stuffed animals in the exhibit. There's even an x-ray station here and a working MRI machine allowing kids to see how animals work on the inside. I love this. This is so cute. And, you know, it just really, a fur baby can be a precious part of the family. It teaches so much stuff. And the kids are loving this, and I'm loving it too. So now, you know, I kind of like science, so I'm going to go over to the steam station. And the kids are here at the steam station. It's a steampunk-styled science lab, and it's a multifunctional area where they do a lot of demonstrations and performances. You need to go up online and see what's coming up this weekend and during the summer, during the week. I'm now at Morris's Papa John's Pizza Kitchen. And this is like really fun. Kids have opportunity to drop into the climb into the Papa John's delivery Jeep, complete with a real car topper, and they can embark on a delivery adventure alongside with Morris the Explorosaurus and Mr. Slice. It's very funny. The exhibit also gives kids a chance to make pizza with a pizza oven and teaches them some more interactive experiences about where our things come from. There's also a smile spot here and slap pipes. Now, this is really fun. I like music and physics, and this is great. The kids are over here. Oh, there's a dad with his kid, and they're making some terrific music on these vertical pipes with different lengths and diameters, and they can experiment with sound production by slapping or striking the pipes with mallets. Hey, I bet you Fiona Frenchie got her start here. Listen, you young music hosts, come on over here, interact with the pipes, check out the vibration, the frequency, and pitch, and you're learning about physics of sound. That is really fun. Okay, I'm in the critter corner. I don't love snakes or geckos, but I don't mind a skink. So the Great Exploration Critter Corner is going to be a home for living animals. It features live local Florida animals, and it's this new exhibit is going to connect us to understanding the difference between native and invasive species and learning about our ecosystem. And finally, oh my God, I wish I could climb into this. Look at these kids. A flying ship and a cozy cabin make up the main structure of the Great Explorations Treehouse. And it's a great place. The kids are loving. They're climbing up this loopy yellow slide. And then they're, you know, over there, they're pretending to steer the flying ship. And they're peering down into the mangrove branches. Hey, you. Hi. I'm waving at them. They're waving back. They think we can't see them, but they can. So, you know, there's also a Lego area where kids can play Let's Go Easy with Lego, Duplo, and Technic bricks. And there are lots of kid-friendly jumbo building materials and build your own adventure. There's My First Market where you can learn about food. This is sponsored by Publix and make nutritious choices and get your cart and shop it. And there are rainbow stump tables, tiny explorers lagoons, and turbo babies, a tennis ball launcher, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. This is a great place to learn creative play, become a member, make a reservation, check out the events, greatx.org. You cannot have a better time with your family and enjoy indoor cool fun than at Great Explorations. That's Saturday Live for the Sassy Scribes. See ya here.